Hello.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking to Kirsten, right?
Yes, how are you?
Good. I'm not sure. Did we speak yesterday?
No.
No, I just wanted to follow up with you. I'm sure you know about David. Last time we spoke, you said you were uploading all the paperwork to the county. Were you able to do that successfully?
Yeah, I got the email saying it, they received it and somebody would be in touch, but I haven't heard from anybody. But they were closed Monday and Tuesday. I'm not even sure if they were open today.
Right. Okay. Let me just see here. What I'm going to ask from you is, do you have his Medicaid ID?
I'm not with him at the moment. He has it. I'll be at his house around like 12 o'clock today. I can email you with it or text you if you want me to.
Okay. So yeah, you can do that. I'm going to let you know. I think I'm going to try and follow up with you this coming Monday. We have to give him time to process that information. But if you hear anything at all before then, let me know.
I had someone from PCA call me yesterday for a follow-up, and I was just like, I just said the same thing. Like, I sent the information over to the county, and I was waiting to hear
PCA?
back from them.
Who's that? Is that another agency?
I have no idea where they came in at all.
Okay, so the only people, just so you're not confused.
Yeah.
The only people that you should be in contact with is the Medicaid, the welfare office. I'm sure you know. I don't want you to get more confused because what it usually happens is once you get put into their system, a lot of agencies might call you. Now,
Okay.
as our agency, I never forced anybody to come with us, but because we've helped you out, we have a relationship already. We do hope you guys will come with us. I'm just being very transparent here with you. I don't like if more agencies are going to call you, number one, you might get just more confused and they may have you do processes over again because they haven't been working with you as much as we have.
Okay.
So just look out for that, So like I was saying, the only people that you should know to hear from is the county office, the insurance, and Family First Care LLC.
Okay.
But if at the end of the day you do what you want to do, but just be mindful of that, okay? They
Yeah, I
should
thought
be
it was
good
weird. Like,
calling
I'd
you.
never heard from them before. And then, like, suddenly they called yesterday.
Ask them who they are exactly, because if they say they're the welfare office, or ask them if they're an agency. If they say they're an agency, just say that, you don't want them to call again, that they won't.
Okay.
I'm going to try and send out some emails on my end for David. But I guess we'll be in touch. You let me know if you hear anything, okay?
Okay, sounds good. And then if
All
I
right.
hear anything before that, I definitely let you know.
Yeah, and it'll be the same with us. If we hear anything, we'll call you. And all right, I think I'm going to wish you a good day then. Stay warm.
You too.
One more thing. I'm not seeing anything here on employee name. Who was going to be the caregiver for this case?
Me.
Okay, so I'm going to put your information down here. Kirsten, what's
Okay.
your last name?
Gabriel, Gabriel.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to put your name down here. When the time comes, my team's going to be in touch with you to start enrolling you. And yeah, we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure, dear. Take care.
You too, bye.